Okay, so good morning, everyone. Today we're starting the Chazor of Rabbi Simon Niederscher. And I'll just state kind of the goals of the Chazor, of the review. So, of course, we're going to review the main halachas, the main ideas. One of the things I'd like to do is focus on cases which are memorable, cases in halacha which have a lot that carry a lot of ideas along with them, and memorable lashonos, memorable cases that will kind of stick out in our minds that we can kind of use to build upon. As well, we're not going to say everything, but we'll try to say things which will be useful as a foundation to build upon. So we're now in packet one, J1, the Hagdaras Nida Mina Torah. So today we'll discuss some of the psukim that Rabbi Simon presented for us, what conditions you need for Nida Mina Torah, and differences between Nida and Zava. And then we'll go into the three types of Hargasha according to the Piskachuv at the beginning of Hilchas Nida. So the main pasuk is in Parashas Metzora, and we get two good drushes from that. The Isha Ki Sihya Zava, Tes Vav and Metzora. The Isha Ki Sihya Zava, Dam Gihya Zaviva, Bib Sara, Shivas Yamim, Tihya Benida. So, we get from this pasuk two important drushas that tell us what we need for a Nida Midaraisa. Right? We get two important halachas from this pasuk. One is, it has to be Dam Minamakor. The other, the dam has to be accompanied by a hargasha. And the other pasuk is in Parshas Kedoshim. And so the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Hilchas Nida brings the braisa that darshans this pasuk. And I'm just quoting the Beis Yosef here. Braisa b'toras kohanim kosva harif b'harash. And it's our pasuk, v'isha kisihya zava. The braisa asks, yachol zava mikol makom t'meya. I would think if there's a flow from any place, she's going to be tamei. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk from Parsis Kedoshim, v'hi gilusa es makor dameha. Talmud Lomar, we see that pasuk, limud al hadamim, she'ena elamin makor. Right? Since the pasuk says, es makor dameha, right? Makor dameha tells us, it has to be min hamakor. Now that pasuk in Parsis Kedoshim is talking about a nida. How do we know? Because it says there Isha Dava, right? It says Isha Dava, and the Gemara darshins, Ein Dava El Anida. So the pasuk is speaking about Anida in Parshas Kedoshim, and it says Mikor Dameha Limeid Al Hadamim She'ena Ella Min Hamakor. Now it's interesting, just as a side point, that the Gemara in the Sefer Anida actually is darshins that pasuk. It darshins it with a very similar outcome, but it doesn't use the lashon of makor. It actually uses the lashon of erva. It doesn't use makor, it uses erva. So maybe that's why the Rosh and the Rif opted for Toras Kahanim, the drash and the Toras Kahanim, because it concludes with Shena El Min HaMakor. It uses the word makor. And the Gemara Nida does not use the word makor. So, okay, so that gives us one source for the first condition to be tameh midaraisa is that it has to be done with hamakor. The second one is the drush, Shmuel's drush, and need a nun zayin on the base. Amr Shmuel bat karka oil of yashva aleha umatzad dam aleha tahara shenemar bibsara and shetir girish bibsara. It has to be the hargasha. There has to be a hargasha bibsara, right? And shetir girish bibsara. The in order, so this is a condition, the second condition to be a nida d'raisa, there has to be a hargasha. And we're going to see that that's going to be a difficulty, one, because the Pisket Teshuvah says there's different types of hargasha. It's going to be difficult because Bizman HaZeh, they're not margish. at least that's the... That's going to present a problem that we're going to have to look at. But now let's think about the distinctions between Nida and Zava, right? The pasuk, our main pasuk for Nida, mentioned Shivas Yamin, right? Shivas Yamin Tihya Benidasa, 7 days, and that's one important distinction between Nida and Zava Gedola. Is 7 days. For Nida, she's only tummy 7 days. That's it. No matter what. Even if she has a tifas dam at the very right, the beginning, right? You count 7 days, including the day that you saw the tifas dam, and then it's over. She right? The night of the eighth, she's toivel. Right? That no matter what. She sees the tifas dam, 7 days tummy, and then she's toivel the night of the eighth. And even if she sees all 7 days, she's still toivel, right? And assuming it stops on the seventh day, she's still toivel the night of the eighth. It's only 7 days. Mash Enkein, the Zava Gedola, the pasuk later on in Parshas Metzora, and when it speaks about the Zava Gedola, it says V'safra la, right? V'im tahara mizoiva V'safra la Shivas Yamin V'achar tetar. The Zava Gedola has Zayin Nikiyim. After the dam stops, she has to have a Zayin Nikiyim. She has to count 7 days. V'safalah, Shivas Yamin, V'achar Tetar. The Nida doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim in a Torah. So that's one very important distinction, is that the Nida D'Raisa has 7 days of Tuma, and then it ends. And she doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim. The Zava Gedola needs Zayin Nikiyim. The other thing is another major difference is between the Zava Gedola and the Nida is the Nida only needs to see once, right? The Tifa is done once, and that's it. Then the Nida begins, but the Zava Gedola, she needs, in order to be a Zava Gedola, she needs to have a Re'ia, she needs to see Dam 3 consecutive days. Once she sees 3 consecutive days, then she's a Zava Gedola, and then she needs Zayin Nikiyim. But the Nida only needs to have 1 Re'ia. Tifa's Dam once, that's it, and it's triggered. Another difference is the Zava Gedola can only become a Zava Gedola with those 3 Re'ios on 3 consecutive days if those 3 consecutive days occurs during the 11 days between Nida and Nida, right? I think I'm quoting a Rashi here from Megillah. Ein tzricha zayin nikiyim ela haroya gimel yamim mitzufim betoich yud alef yom shebein nida l'nida. This is a Rashi in Nida saying that the Zava Gedola only needs 7 clean days only if that's preceded by 3 consecutive days in the 11 days between Nida and Nida. In other words, once the Nida has ended, then you have 11 days in which you could have those 3 consecutive days, which is going to make her Zava Gedola. Now, right, that's the lashon of the pasuk. In Parshas Metzora it says, below Eis Nidasa. So she's beyond her Nida. That's when In other words, that's the 11 days between Nida and Dida. She's beyond her Nida. Then you have the 11 days, and in those 11 days, she can become... Okay, so those are... However, the Zava Gadol and the Nida are similar in some ways, at least according to the Rambam. They're similar in that it's both Min HaMakor. They're similar in that they both need Hargasha. They're just different in that the Nida does not need Zayin Kiyum, nor a Korban, right? The Zava Gadol needs a Korban. Nida does not need a Korban. But the main difference for us that we want to always remember is that the Zayin Nekiim is only for Zava Gadola bin HaTorah. Today, it's a regular Zayin Nekiim is we're noyeg the Nida is a Zayin Nekiim because of where Choshesh is Zava Gadola, as we'll see. Tikkun Rabbi Sadois in Rav Zera, but Midaraisa she does not need Zayin Nekiim, and her Tumah is only 7 days. Starting from when she first sees, right? And that's the main idea, is that she only has Tumah 7 days, Midaraisa she can toivel the night of the 8th, and she doesn't need Zayin Kiyum Midaraisa. The Zayin Kiyum is added on Midarabanan. First it was a Minhag, it seems like it's a Halakha now, it is a Halakha now. Okay, So we have the Torah brings quite nicely the three Tanayim you need for Nida Duraisa. At the beginning of Hilchos Nida, the Torah brings the three Tanayim. He brings our Pasuk here, right? V'isha kisi hazav adam yihye zoivu bibsara shivas yamim tihye benidasa. And that it has to be done in the Dam min hamakor. That's the first Tanai that the Torah brings. The second is that it has to be hey mini damim. It has to be a particular color, right? And we'll talk about that in Simin Kuf Pei Ches Yishuv Bara. And the third Tanai that the Torah brings for Duraisa is it has to be accompanied with a Hargasha, right? The Torah says Mishatirgesh Boishen Nekar Mimakomo. It has to be accompanied by Hargasha. Those are the three conditions for Nida Duraisa, Min HaMakor. It has to be Hei Mini Damim, one of the five types, and it has to be accompanied by Hargasha. So what is a Hargasha? So that is the tour at the beginning of Kuf Hei Gimel. It's a nice way to summarize it, and he goes through the tour there at the very beginning goes through the Duraisa, and then he explains, we're not Noheg the Duraisa. We're Noheg the Duraisa, but we're Noheg more. He explains, by the end of the Simon, he gets to what we do today with the Zayin Nekiim. And I quoted the Beis Yosef earlier with the Drashas Chazal. How do we know Min HaMakor? So, let's look at the Piskei Tshuva. It's really, I think it's the first Piskei Tshuva in Hilchos Nida. The first Piskei Tshuva. And he brings the three deos. So I'm quoting the Piskei Tshuva now. V'dad the shalosh mine hargashos yesh, the inyan shetehei tumah midaraisa. There's three types of hargashos that she should be tumah midaraisa. The first is Nizdazeya Gufa, much a pasuk of a Rambam, and whatever that is. But Rabbi Simon wanted to say that it's not cramps, because cramps are not a hargasha. They're just really a vesis at guf. There's just an indication that the nidus is coming. It's not cramps are not Nizdazeya Gufa. The second is Shinifkat Makor. This is the Shita of the Trumas of Deshin. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it twice. The Hargasha according to Trumas of Deshin is that Psikas Pia Makor. It's just the opening of the I guess the cervix. And the so it's interesting. It's not that anything is on the basar, rather it's a contract, you know, an opening of the basar, which is then the third is the Nodi Bihuda, right? Nimsu Bishai's Chusa Achroinim. The Nodi Bihuda holds Psychos PM core of the Trum Sedeshin is also. It is a Hargasha. But Gam Mishatirgesh Shedavalat Zav Mimeno Bifnim. So the Trum Nodi Bihuda holds that also Zivas Davalat in the prose door is also a Hargasha. The Chovas Das, Chavas Das argues on this Noda Bihuda, and he says that the Hargasha has to be specifically when it's leaving the Makor. I'm quoting the Chavas Das, Shetirgesh Shizav Mimakoira. The Imlo Kirgisha Shizav Mimakoira. She doesn't feel it going out of the Makor. Raksha Margesh Shizav Biproza. She only feels it in the canal. Near the Tahira. And so the Chavas Das is very specific about what is being sensed. He's specific for the timing. The timing has to be going out of the Makor, and not later. And it seems to me this is similar to the Lashon of the Tur. The Tur says, Mishatirgesh boy Shenakar Mimakomo Beyatza the Beis Achitzon Temea. Now, the Torah uses the Lashon of Makomo and not Makoiro. The Chavas Das says Tirgesh Shazav Mimakoiro. And the Torah says Mishatirgesh Boy Shenakar Mimakomo, the Makom of the Zadam, which I would think is the Makor. So, but nobody's attributing it to the Torah, so maybe there's a difference. But it sounds, the Chavas Das sounds very much like the Torah. Be it as it may, it's the Chavas Das is arguing on the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda says it's a Zivas Tavalach in the prose door. The Chavas Das is saying that is Tahor. It has to be a sensing when it's leaving the Makor, and later is not a Hargasha. So those are the three famous 3 days in the Piskei Tshuva. There are more. There are other. There's two Rav Moshe's about what the Hargasha is, and then there's the Aruch HaShulchan who brings the Mar Sheshach. So I think we'll leave that for another day. So today, basically, we just discussed some of the psukim and the drashas that tell us about the main conditions you need for Nidah Daraisa, Nidah Makor, Hargasha, and that the dam has to be one of the 5 types of dam. We didn't see the drash for that, but that's the third condition, and we discussed the differences between the Nida and the Zav Gadol. The main difference being the Nida is only 7 days, even though she sees a tiny drop, or she sees the whole 7 days, she can be toivol the 8th, and there is no Zayin Nekiyah Midraisa. Mash Enkin, the Zav Gadol, she needs Gimel Re'iyos with Sufos within the 11 days between Nida and Nida. And she has a Zayin Nekiyah. Once she becomes a Zav Gadol with those 3 consecutive seeings in the 11 days, she becomes a Zav Gadol. Then she needs, subsequent to that, after the dump stops, she needs a Zayin Nekiyah. Mash Enkin Nida does not need that Midraisa. But we are knowing today that she needs a Zayin Nekiyah. So we distinguish between the Nida and the Zav Gadol of Min HaTorah. And then we discuss the 3 types of Hargasha that are presented in the Trumas, in the Psiske Tshuva, and we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, on Monday, we'll discuss the other types of Hargashas and what we do with Zman HaZeh, when the claim is that they're not having that sensation. and how we handle that issue. So I think we'll stop there for today. Are there any questions? Okay, I hope that was helpful. Okay, great. So so we'll continue Mirtzah Shem on Monday. Later. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.